Welcome to information about the restoration of the Wilson-Barks Canal at Chaddington Lock Royal Wooden Basset. This information was updated in November 2018. Please use other QR codes cited locally to find out more about this project. Looking eastwards towards Bynall Lane, you can see a section of the canal that has been restored by the volunteers of the Wilson-Barks Canal Trust. Work on the lock site started about 15 years ago, and the volunteer team took about 3 years to complete it. All that remained of the original lock was its foundations, the invert, so everything else you see, including the access bridge, was rebuilt to 21st century engineering standards. This lock was sometimes known as Summit Lock, as it lifts the canal water level to the original summit level of the canal, for those technically minded, 99.1 metres above Ordnance Datum. From here, going eastwards towards Swindon on the original Wilson-Barks Canal, there were no further locks until South Marsden, where the downhill journey started to the River Thames. The new route for the main line of the Wilson-Barks Canal around Swindon will mean further locks to climb the hill towards Coat Water and then descend through the new eastern villages. The North Wilts Canal will continue at the original summit level via Whichelstow to Swindon town centre. The lock here has been deliberately left without gates and operating paddle gear until this section of the waterway is ready for navigation. The Wilson-Barks Canal connected the Kenneth and Avon Canal at Semington near Melksham to Abingdon on the River Thames. This 52 miles of narrow waterway fully opened in 1810 and was mainly used to transport coal from the Somerset coalfields. A further canal, the North Wilts, was opened in 1819 to link Swindon to the Thames and Severn Canal at Cricklade. The Wilson-Barks was not commercially successful and was officially abandoned by Act of Parliament in 1914. Over the next 10 to 15 years, the Wilson-Barks Canal Trust and members of the Wiltshire, Swindon and Oxfordshire Canal Partnership are intending to complete the restoration of all 70 miles of this waterway to fully operational standards, as a leisure resource for local communities and a wildlife corridor to support endangered species like the water vole. You can walk in either direction from here along the towpath, which is a public right-of-way, to Marlborough Road, Royal Wootton Basset westwards, or eastwards currently to Bynall Lane, and then along the towpath at Studley Grange. Eventually this dead end will lead to Hay Lane in Swindon when the final connecting section of towpath is completed. There's more about how you can help with this and other restoration projects on the Wilson-Barks Canal Trust website, www.wbct.org.uk.